Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In studio is the president of American Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, it's a pleasure always, Bob.
Well, you have quite a guest that you've arranged to join us from California, I think. Could you tell me about her?
Well, she's a nursing student, a recent graduate of Biola University, a Christian university in California, and she's been in the news lately. And I'm inspired by her courage and enthusiasm for the pro-life cause, and she's really quite new to it. So
Biola, that was the Bible Institute of L.A. originally.
That's right.
So you said it's a Christian university, and some of the news they've gotten has not really been very favorable.
It hasn't been very flattering, that's true.
Yeah. So you've arranged for this student to be with us.
That's right. Diana Jimenez, if I'm saying her name right. Diana, are you with us today?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great.
Diana, welcome to Bob and Yart Live. How do you say your last name, Diana?
It's J-I-M-E-N-E-Z, Jimenez.
Jimenez, Diana Jimenez. Leslie, tell us a bit of Diana's story, and then she could take it from there.
Yes. Well, she's been in several news outlets recently. I learned about her on Facebook. A mutual friend of ours, Chet Gallagher, posted the LifeSite news story about her activism on Biola campus, which got kind of an unfortunate reaction from the powers that be out there. And our friend, Diana, our friend Chet Gallagher is a former police officer. And he's currently does a lot of work with Operation Save
USA.
America and Personhood USA.
Right.
And he was appalled at the way you were treated. So he asked some of us that he's friends with on Facebook to come to your defense. And so I was happy to do that. And then the more I read about the fact that you're really pretty new to being involved in the pro-life movement, and boy, you're just shaking things up so nicely. So
Diana, could you tell us what's happened there? I know that you were threatened with expulsion. Why don't you tell us the whole story?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm a nursing major, and so throughout my study, I've learned quite a bit about human development and ethics. But this semester particularly, I had a community health placement working with someone and learning more about ethics and policy making and what are some of the prominent issues in our society. I have just literally been heartbroken by learning about what abortion actually is. This semester, I guess you would say that my awareness has grown immensely, and so I really felt a need to share with students at Biola and expose the truth about abortion.
And Diana, I could relate. I'm sure that all pro-life warriors, everybody who's in the battle, can think of the time when they realized what was actually happening to these little kids, boys and girls, who were literally being dismembered in their mother's womb. And others were being burned with chemicals. And so others were being poisoned to death in other ways. And so for you, this happened, how long ago? Was it last semester, like at the end of 2012? Was it earlier this semester?
I would say that I really understood abortion this semester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you saw what was happening to these kids, and and thank God that your heart was open and soft to respond. And so then, okay, so you realized it, and like you, other students didn't really know much about what was happening in an abortion mill.
I mean, what really...
You know, one thing I had read that I found interesting, and actually it's part of the video that's part of the LifeSite News story, Diana, is that you were a resident advisor, and so you had actually had interaction with girls on your floor. I'm assuming you probably had, 10 or 20 girls that were sort of, you were their, room mother or, campus mother to come to you if they had problems, and it sounded like you had encountered girls that were hurting emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I had 50 girls, and I had a co-RA, so there's two of us, and my floor specifically had quite a few issues, and my RD even said, you know, we've written more incident reports on your floor alone than I've ever had to write the whole time I've been an RD here. Mm. And so,
So, Diana, does that mean that there were students at the school on your floor who were experiencing various levels of trauma in their lives, and that's why, you know, they would act up or get written up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, all the issues were unique. Some of them hit some of the main issues that college students deal with, including like depression, things like that. But to ignore the fact that students are struggling with almost the same exact things that students in other schools are going through is really ignorant. I just started hearing more people share with me, either, you know, one particular person saying that they actually had an abortion, and then women talking about, like, their mothers who had abortions and how their lives have been affected. And, I mean, it was just enough to really make me care. And I cannot believe that this is happening even on my campus, and yet there was almost to no, I mean, I'm not saying that Bella hasn't done anything, but they haven't done enough, because I'm a student and there's been very little said on campus on that issue. Mm.
So no classes in which you were ever taught abortion is a grievous moral wrong, a human rights abuse.
I did have a nursing class where we discussed ethics, and we were taught that abortion's wrong. But one thing is for someone to just say, you know, abortion's wrong and it's unethical. And so you can, you know, intellectually understand that. Okay, yeah, it's wrong. Mm. But unless you really know what it is, you really don't have a conviction about it.
Well, sure. And not only that, even when people see what some evil is, if we as Christians, if we're not actively engaged in trying to right a systemic injustice, it would be as though we were going to a Christian college back in the days of slavery, and the college would really do nothing to try to confront the injustice. Or if we were a Lutheran church in Germany, where public policy was to hate Jews, and we, for the most part, just were silent about it. Well, then obviously that would grieve God. And the primary issue of in our day of injustice is the slaughter of innocent children. And so a Christian school preparing young people for ministry and for life needs to be involved. God doesn't hand out apathy cards saying, well, you don't have to worry about slavery. You don't have to worry about the Holocaust. You don't have to worry about the slaughter of innocent children. That just doesn't happen with God. He cares about the innocent when they are harmed like this.
An article that I've come across from the Chimes, I think.
Is that the school newspaper?
School paper, and it quotes Greg Cunningham, who I guess you're probably communicating with pretty regularly these days. But Greg, of course, produces the signs that you were showing. And he says, Biola has become a business, and showing abortion photos is bad for business. And in Biola's view, upsetting students is a greater evil than allowing innocent babies to die. Mm. Ouch, that's a pretty powerful statement. Mm. But I think he's right. I think he's right.
So Diana, could you bring us to the actual event that caused all the turmoil? Tell us what happened.
I came on campus, and this was actually the second time that I had held up abortion signs. I was just by myself. I stood in front of the fountain at the center of campus with one sign, and within 10 minutes, the campus safety chief officer approached me, and he pulled the sign out of my hand and said, "You're not allowed to be here." And I said, "I'm a tuition-paying student. I have a right to be here, and I actually have class in 30 minutes, so I'm not doing anything wrong by standing here." And he basically told me that if I didn't leave campus immediately, that he was going to call the sheriff's department and that I was at risk of not graduating. You know, he was talking to me with a pretty, like, harsh tone and very strongly. I mean, I wasn't even, like, I literally was silent the entire time I was doing this, holding the sign.
In fact, there's a video of you being approached by this chief of security, and he was demanding that you stop showing this. And his I don't think I could pronounce his name, John Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that. I should.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it.
No, no. You know, it seems like a nice guy, and I guess his defense is he's following orders, but
Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, I keep using the analogy of slavery and the Holocaust. I mean, millions of people said they were following orders. So I guess if it was William Wilberforce there instead of Diana
Jimenez,
or if it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, then I guess we would have had the chief of security ordering them to cease and desist. And these are heroes. Today, we recognize them as heroes because they created the public tension, the social tension that was needed to overturn this kind of hatred. So the video is, it's pretty neat, Diana, because you are completely composed.
And gracious.
Yes, you don't lose your temper. I don't know, I don't think I would have done as well. You're just,
matter of fact.
Very mature, matter of fact. And saying that some of these girls have had to deal with abortion and we're not preparing them here. They don't even know what abortion is doing to these babies. So more power to you. That was gutsy. So then what happened? The security came, a couple security officers told you had to stop. So then what?
He commanded me to leave campus and I said, I'm sorry, I won't move. And I actually have to go to class today, so I can't leave campus. And he took my sign away, and he said, go to class. And he's like, you're not allowed to ever show these signs again. And so I went to class that day. I would say a couple days, because that was a Friday. The next Tuesday, I believe, I got an email from one of my nursing faculty stating that she would not be able to write me a letter of recommendation per department request.
That's Dr. Susan Elliott.
Yeah.
We were really enjoying the article that, I'm not sure I got it in front of me right now, but I think it was the LifeSite News article, and it says that she had gone to Washington, D.C. to go to a conscience.
To lobby for the rights of conscience.
And then the article goes on to say she should lobby herself. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like we're living in the Twilight Zone, right? Where the greatest civil rights violation of our day, the greatest crime against humanity is the slaughter of these children. One child being slaughtered is a tragedy. And then every day, the thousands that are killed, the millions, the tens of millions just in this country, just over the last 50 years, is so horrific. And they want to talk about, in fact, the president of Biola University, Dr. Barry Corey, and I'm sure, Diana, you've seen the video now that on YouTube that intercuts the president of the college saying that we Christians need to find our voice of courage and not be intimidated and speak the truth. And they cut that with you. being reprimanded, but you having courage. And so this president, he should reverse all that's happened and give you an award from Biola.
Amen.
That's what should happen. But you know what happens? His rhetoric comes up against the school's pride. And with pride, they don't like a student telling them that they're not being, they are not bringing attention to the slaughter of children like they should. You said that they're helping to cover up the crime of abortion.
And it's so sad because, Biola has made a very clear statement in their, their doctrinal statement saying that they promote sanctity of life and they've done quite a bit of things to show that they care about the issue, but then their own students are ignorant and have, they themselves are aborting their babies. And so it's like you can say that you stand a certain way on an issue, but then unwillingness to expose the truth really challenges that. And, I was so willing to work with them. I actually wrote a 3-page formal letter that I sent to the Biola administration and student development prior to the second time I held up the images saying, I'm not here to create division. I want to work with you. How can we partner together in this cause? And the response I got from administration was, that's not our issue, go to student development. I had one meeting with student development, and, you know, they challenged me, like, why don't you just hand out a flyer or a pamphlet, you know, just try to express to them, like, there are things that these images portray that words can never express to you.
Of course.
And I explained, like, I didn't have a conviction enough to care about this issue until I saw an image and my heart literally broke into pieces. Mm. And so to never show your students an image is almost as if you don't want them to see the truth, because so much of the truth is seen in the images.
Well, the tragic case of Emmett Till, Leslie brought this up on our program in the past. Diana, I'm sure you know about Emmett Till. Have you used that argument with anyone at Biola? That in Emmett Till, he's not an argument, he's a person. He was
absolutely
beat to death, and in the beginning of the civil rights era, and by white racists, and his mother in Chicago decided to have an open casket funeral, which and that the photo of that funeral shocked the nation into action.
That's right.
And and his mother is a hero of the civil rights movement. And there were many who refused to believe what Germany was doing, the systematic slaughter of the innocent. And it was the photos that
the starving men being, you know, thrown in ditches and
And the mass graves, the photos helped the world recognize the horror that Germany brought to history. And then we could think of God himself requiring his own son to be crucified. And so these graphic images, the gospel is inextricably linked to the graphic image of the cost of sin, what sin does. And so for Christians to shy away from photographic documentation of crimes against humanity is so wrong at so many levels.
Yeah, Diana, you're probably too young to remember, but you might have seen the image from the Vietnam era of the little girl who had been sprayed with some kind of poisonous chemical. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. But anyway, her clothes are burned off of her, and she's running down the street with her hands like, up, you know, almost held up to the Lord, like, what in the world is happening to me? And that was almost the image that kind of pivotally turned the war in Vietnam, turned America against that. So you could, you know, you could cite all of these things that we've spoken about today to your professors or the president of the college, and you're certainly on solid ground in bringing up the need to show these human rights abuses.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because it's, you know, some people have said to me, well, why didn't you just follow the rules? And, you know, I'm just saying to them, like, you know, first of all, I want to make clear that I did make an attempt to work with them. And second of all, if Martin Luther King Jr. had always obeyed everything every police officer had said, I wouldn't probably even be in college today.
Wow. So, that's true.
You know, so to what extent do I obey authority that I no longer obey what God is calling me to do?
And Rosa Parks and... in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the Hall of Faith, Hebrews chapter 13, half of the people listed because of their great faith were people who disobeyed the governing authorities, people who flatly disobeyed. And many of them were arrested. Many heroes have been arrested. They've been, in fact, not only arrested, but they've been beaten and they've been killed for obeying God rather than man. So I applaud your courage. And I tell you, Greg Cunningham at the Center for Bioethical Reform, he is really, I mean, and I don't think it's really his style. He is blasting Biola in the most aggressive way, and they deserve it, especially in that video, juxtaposing the president of Biola and his claimed desire for students to speak with a voice of courage, Dr. Barry Corey, and then the school's actual treatment of you.
Here's a great quote from Center for Bioethical Reform in a comment to one of the articles I read. And it says, in Matthew 15:9, Christ rebukes religious leaders who teach the rules of man as though they were the laws of God. Jesus does not love rules more than he loves lives. He repeatedly broke rules to save lives by, for instance, healing on the Sabbath. He criticized legalists who had hard hearts of Pharisees. Ephesians 5:11 commands us to expose the deeds of darkness, and Diana Jimenez defied the rules of men in fidelity to the laws of God. May others follow her righteous example. And I think he's right on with that one.
Yeah. So, Diana, so then what was the result then? It sounds to me like you have graduated. Is that right?
Yeah, by God's grace, I did.
Well, that's good to hear, because there was a threat that you may not graduate. So tell us what happened after the second time you displayed the graphic images.
Yeah, so you guys found the video what happened, and then after I found out what Dr. Elliott had decided as a consequence for me, I went to her office and, you know, said to her, Dr. Elliott, I really think that this consequence is inappropriate. It's nowhere in the student handbook. And I'm not even quite sure that, I mean, it's within her scope or her authority to give me that type of consequence, because student development didn't even give me a consequence.
Well, this is Dr. Susan Elliott. Is it true that she wrote a letter to all the nursing faculty barring them from writing a letter of reference for you for employment?
Yes.
That's
outrageous.
That's a personal vendetta. And, you know, we've seen things like this in the past, and it's hard not to want to psychoanalyze people and say, why is Dr. Susan Elliott at a Christian school? Why is she being so aggressive against the mere showing of the consequence of abortion? What is in her psyche? What is in her past that she is so angry? I mean, if you were trying to show people the injustice against slaves, those photos are just as horrific. Or the injustice against Jews. What would she have the same kind of reaction? So this is
doubtful.
There's history there. Who she stands before God, not us, but there's a history that she's going to have to answer for. So, but they backed off at least of you have graduated.
Yeah, I got to graduate, but I'm seeing the challenges even now. Like UCLA, the hospital, a really well-known hospital here in Los Angeles, their application for a new grad program is from June 10th to June 16th, and we're on June 11th. I still don't have, they still haven't told me, like, the result of my appeal letter, and I'm still without letters of recommendation. And
so so your career has effectively been stalled, at least moving to the next step because of this, and that's really unfortunate. We're almost out of time. Diana, here in Denver, there is a college, Regis University, and it's a Catholic college. They offer a nursing program. We've had close friends of ours go through Regis and graduate, including two women who are pro-life activists, and they have reported that Regis College has contracted with Planned Parenthood, the nation's number one child-killing abortion provider, to teach the abortion section of the nursing curriculum at Regis College. And that is so horrific. It's just shocking that the Archdiocese hasn't excommunicated Regis and said they have to take the name Catholic off and disassociate. Biola hasn't done that, thank God. But there's this step between aggressively promoting child killing and then being complicit by your silence. And that's where Biola is right now. And if we were to know how many people have been killed by students of Biola, maybe students and faculty, in the last 4 years, in the last 10 years, I mean, obviously there's evidence that students have killed their children. Perhaps faculty members have killed their children at Biola. And so there's this pressure from the president on down to sweep it under the rug. And that's undoubtedly what grieves God. And that's what's gotten Greg Cunningham so upset. So thank you for your courage, Diana. This is a shot in the arm for those of us here that have been in the trenches. For Leslie, how long have you been fighting to stop child killing?
Just about 25 years.
25 years. So, mm-hmm. Diana, welcome to the battle.
And praise
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we have a slogan around here that Bob coined, and it's do right and risk the consequences. And, you know, I think the Lord will bless you, Diana, for your fealty to him and to the babies and for having a heart so tender. And and as a nurse, I would love to have you to be my nurse if I was ever ill. So praise God and fight euthanasia every opportunity that you have as well.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. It's a thrill to have you on. All right. So Leslie Hanks, that is a young, courageous woman.
I'm so inspired.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. She's a neat gal. We will follow up and send to Diana the an article on American Right to Life's website on regulations.
Yeah.
Because there is this, in fact, Focus on the Family put out a fundraising letter, Tom Minnery, just, I don't know, a week ago. And in it, it said that at some point we have to do more than just regulate abortion. We have to end it.
Good point.
And that's what you've been saying for years.
End it, don't mend it.
Don't mend it. And the very thought of regulating how you can kill Jews, how you could lynch black people, how you could dismember a child, the thought of regulating the murder of children is so horrific. It's like Biola. They've gone astray. And so I think God is trying to call people back.
Amen, Bob. Thanks for having her on. It's great.
Well, thank you, Leslie Hanks. God bless you guys.